This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even given how fast the whole situation with Ukraine is happening, both on the ground and with sanctions, all the twists and turns, the direction change and the speed of it that Germany has made is kind of stunning. Europe's biggest economy has been cautious about stepping things up. But then we got to this past weekend as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from the European desk in London.
At an emergency session of the German Parliament yesterday, from the low-key leader of NATO's least belligerent member state, fighting talk.
Der Krieg ist eine Katastrophe für die Ukraine.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz stunned lawmakers, unveiling a massive cash injection into the German army and pledging what NATO has been urging Germany to do for years, to raise annual defence spending to more than 2% of GDP. A standing ovation from a usually dovish legislature, a seismic shift in German politics. Speaking on Channel 4 News, Viola von Kramon of the once pacifist Green Party also welcomed Scholz's decision to ship arms into Ukraine.
I think that was the right signal to Putin that we need to kick his ass at one moment.
The unexpected pugnacity is not confined to the military arena. Scholz also dropped his opposition to the much tougher economic sanction of kicking some Russian banks out of the SWIFT payment system. A welcome move, says German member of the European Parliament, David McAllister.
Yes, the German government has decided to change its position to exclude Russia from the SWIFT system. This will hit the Russian economy hard.
Trouble is, it could also hit the German economy, since the Germans might now struggle to make payments for the Russian natural gas on which, says analyst Matt Oxenford, they so heavily rely.
Germany is, among Western European economies, probably the most dependent on Russian natural gas, getting 55% of its gas from Russia.
Germany does have some reserves, and warmer spring weather is approaching. Leading business guru Daniel Stelter says the country won't freeze or grind to a halt. Yet,
I think the worst would come in the next winter, not this winter. So we have a few months' time to secure other sources and to diversify away from Russian gas.
Germany says it will now build its first two liquefied natural gas terminals so it can buy much more supply from the US and elsewhere. But, says analyst Matt Oxenford, that'll take time.
The pipeline system is not something that can very easily be replaced in any short order. It's put them in a very difficult situation, very difficult for the German economy.
Which is why Germany had been so reluctant to step up the pressure on Putin. But in Parliament yesterday, the finance minister said, we are ready to carry the cost of tougher action, because that is the cost of freedom. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.